Illegal aliens suddenly removed from sheltering in Chicago police station after sex abuse allegations lodged against officers. By Warner Todd Houston on July 10, 2023. Dozens of illegal border crossers were removed suddenly from an Ogden District Chicago police station Friday after allegations that a Chicago Police Department CPD officer impregnated a teenage girl who was sheltering there. Chicago has been inundated with around 11,000 illegals who were unloaded from buses sent from Texas as Joe Biden's open border crisis continues to wreak havoc in the border states. About 40 of those illegals were sheltering in the Ogden police station until Friday at about 3:30 p.m. when they were loaded onto city-operated buses and moved from the station, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. Officials did not say where the illegals were taken, but hundreds have been ensconced in several city college and school buildings, including Wilbur Wright College on the northwest side, where local citizens gathered in May to protest the plans. Despite overwhelming opposition by residents, recently elected and self-professed progressive Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson went ahead and housed about 300 border crossers at Wilbur Wright College anyway. Johnson has also designated Chicago Staley College as a shelter, stashing some 400 border crossers there. Now there is a new wrinkle to the thorny issue of what to do with the hundreds of illegals flooding the city. Last week, the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, COPA, announced that several CPD officers were accused of having improper sexual relations with teen girls, one of whom has even become pregnant. COPA has reportedly alerted the Chicago Police Department's Bureau of Internal Affairs about the allegations and says that it has already determined that there is some validity to the claims against the officers. No details about the investigation have been made public, but COPA added that it will likely begin working with the CPD and the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. Ephraim Adey, First Deputy Chief Administrator of COPA, said in a statement. While COPA investigators are currently determining whether the facts and details of this allegation are substantiated, we want to assure the public that all the allegations of this nature are of the highest priority and COPA will move swiftly to address any misconduct by those involved. In compliance with the consent decree, COPA has jurisdiction to conduct the administrative investigations of sexual misconduct allegations involving Chicago police officers. He continued, and we are obligated to demonstrate our commitment to objectivity, integrity and transparency when responding to misconduct. Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzar disputed the allegations, saying the claims are baseless and being pushed by police-hating groups that would go to any length to start this kind of nonsense. The Sun-Times noted that many of the most recent aliens are from Venezuela, but there are others from a host of countries, including Colombia, Ecuador, Nicaragua, Peru, Honduras, Mexico, El Salvador, Russia, Cuba, Angola, and the Dominican Republic. Activists have warned that the city's sheltering plans are sketchy and that insufficient safeguards are in place to prevent child abuse. The city needed to identify and move forward with an oversight process with regards to sexual harm prevention, trauma therapist Britt Hodgden told the Sun-Times. For his part, Mayor Johnson called the allegations deeply troubling and claimed the city would provide mental health care to all those in need. The administration is also committed to working with CPD to ensure there are protocols in place to keep migrants at police stations safe while waiting for more adequate shelter, Johnson said, and to hold any officers and/or staff involved accountable upon the determination of an investigation. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.